The last few days, I've had to do quite a lot of work in the house.
在过去的几天中，我在家里有做很多的事情要做。
And I wonder if there's still there's some people crowded outside the door.
我想知道是不是外面还有一些人没有座位。
There are some seats there for those of you who don't prefer to have to strain your necks.
前面还有几个空位子，如果你们后面
two or three here
还在门外的可以进来。
Do feel free to come in.
请进来。
We are a little bit crowded today.
今天有点拥挤。
There's also a seat here in front.
可以坐在前面。
You're welcome. Just make yourself comfortable.
There are two.
There's still two or three seats here. Would you like to come in?
前面还有两三个座位，你们后面的人可以进来。
Yeah, there are two seats here side by side, so you don't have to squeeze. Yeah, 请坐这前面坐。There's still a few there. All right, happy to stay by the door. As I was saying, I was doing some work in the house.
那么就是前几天我有一些活在家里要做。
You know, our house is getting a little bit old.
我们这个房子已经很旧了。
And you know what happens is that all kinds of things stop functioning properly.
那么就是说，就是很多的管道啊，什么那些都不大正常的工作。
For example, the sinks in the house, the faucets.
比如我们那个下水池。
And what happens is that first it starts dripping because the washers are gone.
那么就是漏水的很厉害。
And you can change the washers, but then you discover that the whole thing is corroded.
然后你可以把那个洗衣机给它给换掉，但是
不是洗衣机，就是水龙头。
哦，可以把水龙头换掉，但是里边还是有很多的麻烦。
里面都烂了，都
腐烂了。
It all is simply rotting away to the point that when you just push it, the metal will just break in your hand.
里面都已经锈蚀了，只要你碰它一下就会散掉。
So I had to try my hand at plumbing.
那么我就要亲自动手把它给收拾一下。
Something I hadn't done before.
我从来没做过。
But then plumbers these days are so expensive. They are about as expensive as seeing a doctor. So.
但是换这么一个管道的话，真是很贵，和看一个医生差不多。
So I decided to go at it myself.
那我决定我自己来做。
Now putting in something new is the simple part.
把这个这个部分啊，把这个零件换成新的似乎是比较容易。
Taking out the old is the big problem.
但是把这个旧的给换下来。
As I said, the whole thing is corroded, so it's all stuck together.
因为这些旧的部分已经都腐蚀了。
Just to try to get the faucets off the sink is a problem because it's all rotten underneath. It's all rusted into one lump.
把这片旧的东西给取下来，真的是很费劲。
So, at points I have to cut through the metal, just cut the pipes away.
那我就得先把那个管道给切开。
Yeah, and then you have to try and get the faucet off, otherwise you have to change the whole basin because you can't get the faucets off.
哦，然后你得把那个大盆整个的给取下来，是吧？
如果那些水龙头取不下来呢，那整个一盆子都要换掉。
都换掉。
So what you do is, all right, so you have to cut the metal pipes.
那么你就得把那个金属那部分管道先给切开。
Cutting a metal pipe isn't, for most of us, a very simple idea.
对我们大家来讲，这真的是一件很容易的事情哈。
不是容易事情。
很简单的事情，看听起来很简单。
Now, so some of you may have tried this before, of course, and you use various types of saws or hacksaws or whatnot.
对我们当中有些人可能以前也尝试过，我们只要拿一个锯，往上边去锯一锯就可以了。
Now, many of you might have seen something like this.
你们可能见过这样的一个锯片。
There are no teeth on it. You see that? There are no jagged edges on this.
这上面连牙都没有。
This thing actually is not even made of metal.
这个
It can bend.
这个本身，这个锯片本身其实连个金属都不是。
And if you look carefully, there's actually a base of fiber cloth.A kind of a fiber mat underneath.
你看它那上边都是一些纤维性的东西。
And then on it there's a coating of some kind that is somewhat rough.
那上边那个 coating.
上面就是有一层像沙的东西在上面啊。
实际上是一个沙轮，好像一层沙铺在上面。
Do you know that this simple, innocent-looking thing can cut through steel?
你能相信就这么一个薄薄的、这么一个简单的小片儿就能够把这个金属给切开吗？
No teeth on it. You don't see any saw.
没有牙在上面。
But how quick this can cut through a metal pipe will astonish you.
但是这个你知道它割断金属的那个速度有多么快，多么锋利。
Of course, I don't mean that you're going to take hold of this and rub it back and forth.
我不是说让你拿着它直接去在那个金属管道上磨。
Of course, you attach this to an electric drill.
但是你要把那个中间那个洞给穿在那个电器上面。
You would also be safe to put on a pair of safe gloves.
然后还有一个保护起保护作用的一个玻璃在外面。
Since what you want to do is cut through the metal pipe, not your finger.
因为你要切的是那个金属管道，而不是你的手指头。
When I put this thing onto the electric drill, cut the pipe, it went through the pipe in a few moments.
然后你把它给放在这个接通了电源以后，放在那个管道上，只要很短的时间内就给切断了。
But look, I can run my hand over it, won't even cut my finger.
你看我把手把它放在这上面，怎么就不能把我的手切断呢？
Perfectly smooth.
就非常的平滑。
How does it do it?
那它怎么样的去做的？
What seems to be so weak, soft?
你看起来它就是这么软弱，好像没有什么力气。
But when I applied it to the metal pipe, even such a pipe will go through it in a few moments.
但是我用它去切断金属管道的时候，就是那么短的时间就完成了。
So having cut the pipes, I still got to take the faucets off because underneath all the nuts are corroded. You can't get the faucet off.
所以在那个切断管道以前，他要把上边的那些螺钉锈掉的螺钉都得给取下来。
Look at this nice, rather nice looking thing, silver black.
你看看这个。这个大螺钉多好看。
Now this another innocent looking thing can cut through a steel or metal nut in a very short while.
这个是另一种工具，可以把这个金属的东西给切断。
So what do you do when you have cut the pipe? You slide this up along the pipe up to where the faucet is with the corroded nuts.
你把这个放在那个切好的管道上以后，然后顺着那个管道往上推，然后就把那个金属的螺钉给拧上了。
对，非常好。那这样 ，when you get it up there, what you do is you start tightening this thing, this screw here.
然后你就拧这个螺钉，然后那个螺刀就往里进。
Then you see here a sharp point, and as you tighten this, it will simply split anything apart. Steel, metal, it will split it all apart.
只要你把这个螺刀往里拧的时候，它就把那个把那个什么给拧给弄。
Yeah, the screw inside the nut will be.
把里边那个螺钉就给拧紧了。
And then when that is cracked, of course, you can lift the faucet off.
那么这样就可以把那个东西整个给固定住了。
Now, why am I telling you all this?
我为什么要跟你们讲这些呢？
Because as I was working on it, I was thinking about God and His creation.
在我干这些事情的时候，我就在想神的创作。
When God first made creation, when God first made man, everything was beautiful. Everything's fine.
神在一开始创造一切，创造我们人的时候，他创造一切都是美好的。
And then something came in and corrupted the whole thing.
但是是什么东西闯入了这一些美好中，使这一切都锈蚀了，一切都腐。
What was a beautiful tap faucet in the beginning? It's all corroded.
所以把一开始神创造的美好的东西全都给打乱了。
And then I have to replace it. Now I have a beautiful new faucet on there.
我不得不把它重新给修整一下，重新安装上新的。
But what an effort one has to go through to renew.To remake the whole thing.
但是在这个过程中，我们要付出多么大的工作去取代这个旧的。
When man then was corrupted by sin.
当人堕入了罪里的时候。
And all the things we have to suffer as a consequence of that today.
我们要我们的结果，最后造成的结果就是我们要承受很多的痛苦。
And the result is God has to remake everything again.
那么其结果就是神不得不重新再制造这一切。
That's why the Christians speak about something called regeneration or being born again, born anew.
这就是我们基督徒里常常讲的这个重生。
The old has to be removed, the new has to be brought into place.
旧的要把它给除掉，新的才能再更换上去。
But the point also is that removing the old is not that simple.
但是问题是把这个旧的给 除掉是一件 很困难的事情。
It is a major problem to remove the old.
这是一个最大的问题，就把这个旧的给除掉。
And the instrument that God uses in the first place is the cross.
神用的第一件工具去做这些事情就是十字架。
And the cross, when you look at it, seems rather like this thing, a rather weak and harmless instrument.
你看那个十字架简单到就像这个砂纸片。
But the power of this thing is quite amazing.
看上去很软，但是它的能力是不可估量的。
Look how light it is.
你看看多么轻。
Look how smooth it is.
你看多么平滑。
Don't be deceived by what it looks like.
你可别小看了它的作用。
This thing can cut through a steel door with no exaggeration.
它可以把一个钢的门给锯开。
Steel plate, it'll go right through it.
凡是金属的东西它都能够切进去。
Look at the cross.
你看看那个十字架。
It looks so light, so simple.
看上去就那么简单，那么轻。
An instrument of weakness.
就好像是一个软弱的代表。
But Paul says it is the power of God to salvation.
但是保罗说这个就是神的救恩的这个。
What you experience of it is what is transforming for one's life.
他所经历的就是我们生命中的改变。
So today I want to share with you basically three principles very quickly.
我们今天大家一起来分享的是三项主要的原则。
I can't see the clock here, so.
我看不到这儿有什么十字架。
No, 不是钟表。
Across, 钟表。
So I have to take my own watch off to look at it.
Okay. Sorry.
Three fundamental principles.
三项基本的原则。
First principle, I will just state it plainly.
第一个原则是
We don't really understand anything properly until we experience it.
我们不会经历到我们除非我们亲自的去经历的话，我们不会明白这个原则。
When we speak about the resurrection,We have to speak about a death.
我们一谈到重生，我们要先想到死。
If there is no death, there cannot be a resurrection.
如果没有死亡的话，谈什么重生呢？
Resurrection presupposes death.
重生才能衬托出这个死亡。
不是重生，复活。
复活。Yeah.
So, how many of you have died here before? Could you raise your hand?
你们有多少人曾经尝试过
It looks like nobody has died before.
结石是吧？
死过。经过死亡的经验
你们在座的有什么人经历过死亡？好像没有哈。
Nobody.
没有。
Therefore, since you never experienced death, you only know death as a definition.
所以你们印象中的死亡都是一些定义上的东西。
You may have seen somebody else die.
你也许看到过别人的死。
That doesn't mean you know what death is. You haven't yourself experienced it.
但是并不证明你真的明白什么是死，因为你自己没有经历过。
I remember when the first time I saw my grand aunt, and she, I talked to her one or two days before, and then they called me into the room.And said your grand aunt has died.
当我我记得我 grand aunt 就是妈妈祖母去世的时候也是。
And then I remember seeing her lying there, and I looked at her, and I was trying to understand death. What is it?
我就看着她躺在那里，我就在想这个死亡到底是怎么一回事呢
？I talked to her only a few days ago.
我几天以前还在跟他讲话。
And now she's lying there.
然后他现在就躺在那块了。
She doesn't move.
也不动。
She doesn't speak.
也不说话。
And I was only 12 years old.
我那时候才12岁。
And I kept looking at her and thinking, well, I've heard of the word death. I know what the word death means, but I look at her and I don't understand what exactly happened here.
我听说过死亡，我也见到她现在这儿，但是我真的不明白这死亡是怎么回事。
Now, if we don't know what death is, how do we understand what resurrection is?
如果我不明白死亡是怎么回事，那我们这个复活，当然就更不知道是怎么回事了。
Because resurrection means coming back from an experience of death.
因为这个复活就是你从死亡中回来。
This means that we neither know experientially what death is, nor what resurrection is.
就是说我们如果我们既然不知道死亡，我们就无法知道复活。
And if it is the case that we do not understand a thing properly,
如果那个就是我们不知道罪，
我们不清楚了解这事情的意思啊。
Okay.
And then we will be in danger of either speaking nonsense.
那么就是说我们真的是既不要说也不要犯罪
不意思说就如果不自己不了解一件事情有危险讲出一些没有意思的话来因为我们对那件事情不了解。
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, there is often the case, especially in the church, when we speak of high and lofty things, that we end up talking nonsense.
所以特别是这些事情发生在教会如果我们在高谈阔论一些什么就真的是
讲一些没有意思的话。The reason why we talk nonsense is because we don't really understand what is involved.
因为为什么说没意思呢因为我们不知道我们在说些什么。
And I'm one of those people very fearful of talking nonsense.
但是很多人都特别怕谈这些没意思的话。
And when we start talking about things we don't really know, we don't really experience, we can do just that.
我们谈的这些话因为我们不知道是什么我们没有经历过。
For example, how many of you have been to heaven?
比如说我们中间中到底有几个人在天堂里待过
?Nobody.
没有。
How many have been to hell?
你有几个人在地狱里经历过
?Nobody.
也没有。
So when we talk about heaven and hell, we talk about things we have no experiential knowledge of.
所以我们在谈到天堂和地狱的时候，我们自己从来没有经历过的事。
So you can see how great is the danger we end up talking nonsense.
所以你说是多么的危险，我们在谈这些
What is heaven like?
天堂到底是个什么样子？
Some Muslim friends tell me that heaven is a place with lots of trees.
穆斯林的朋友会告诉我们说，那个天堂有很多的树。
Lots of nice streams and flowers.
有好多的小溪啊，什么花朵啊。
And of course, for them, very important, they have lots of pretty girls around.
啊，对他们来讲，最重要的是那里有很多漂亮的女孩。
The problem is that for girls, that picture may not be very interesting.
对他们来说，当然这些女孩的长相并不引起他们的什么。
Because it didn't say there are lots of nice boys around.
因为他们没有说过那里有很多男孩子漂亮。
Seems to be an all male side of heaven.
就是好像在天堂里男的比女的少
不有男就是一个男性的天堂
男性的天堂 OK
So you see the result is are we talking nonsense or how do we look at this thing called heaven
所以我们谈这些没必要的事情就是说到底在天堂是什么样子
Yeah And then the same thing with hell
那么同样的也是在地狱也是这个样子
I sometimes cringe when I hear things said about hell因为听到的话使我很难受
使我很难受
为什么 because what you have is a picture of some horned animal which is supposed to be the devil
你总是想象出一些魔鬼啊是带脚的一些魔鬼在那里
and there with some kind of a pitchfork in his hand
然后手里拿着一些什么东西
and his job is apparently to barbecue all those people who arriveIn his domain.
好像所有到地狱的人就被这些魔鬼们给烤，像烤肉一样的烤来烤去的。
And even I'm told that this will go on forever.
好像我还听说过这种场面就是无休止的持续下去。
So hell is a place where if you are unfortunate enough to land in, you're going to be barbecued for who knows how, you know, for what eternity means. And notice, we don't even know what eternity means.
所以就是你要是不小心好像是你不小心落到这里边你就被他给烤来烤去的好像就是永远就没个止境
And is eternity then 100 million years 1,000 million years or who knows what that is we're talking we don't even know what 100 million years means
那这个无止境究竟是什么个限度是什么个概念是一个 一亿年还是多少，我们对一亿年的概念也并不清楚。
And then of course all kinds of questions come to our mind.
所以这些问题就进入我的脑海。
If this unfortunate piece of barbecue,
那么这个不幸的烤肉们进到了地狱以后，
It's because he has lived a life in sin for, what was it, 60 years or 70 years?
是因为他堕入了最终三十年还是多少年呢？
You would think that if his sin spanned the duration of 60 years, he should be barbecued for 60 years.
如果他在罪里生活了60年，那么他在地狱里也应该被烤60年。
It's not very clear to us why 60 years of sin should produce 6,000 million years of barbecue.
你没法想象你犯了60年的罪，怎么可以在地狱里去忍受6亿甚至更多年的烤肉。
Now all this sounds somewhat humorous.
这好像听起来真的是很滑稽。
But if hell is a place where sin is dealt with,
但是如果真的有这么一个地方，
then the whole question is no longer very humorous.
那么这些问题好像就并不怎么滑稽了。
Because it's not beginning to make any sense. And if we start talking nonsense, nobody wants to believe in this thing anymore.
但是因为它听起来已经不再那么好像听起来不太合理，人们也就不太相信了。
And anyway, if heaven is a place with a few trees, with some nice trees and flowers and whatnot, I mean, why don't we just go take a walk in the park?
如果真的天堂像人们所说的那些竟是一些大树啊或者是花朵呀，那我们为什么不去看看呢？
Why should heaven be of any interest to you and me anyway? And some of us have hay fever.
甚至有些人还得了什么
敏感病。And when you have flowers and things, are we going to risk an eternal hay fever?
你要真是有这些这个对花粉敏感的话，那么去了天堂，你反而要忍受很多的敏感。
What happens is very important subjects are reduced to the ridiculous because we don't understand what we are talking about.
所以很多时候我们讨论的话题之所以没有意义，就是因为我们不知道我们自己在讲些什么。
So what about resurrection?
那么现在再回到复活是怎么回事？
We don't even know what death is.
我们甚至不知道死亡是怎么回事。
There are some people who have gone through a death experience. So when I asked if anyone died, I wasn't really joking.
那么就是说，没有人听。